Wednesday, November 9, 2022. This is The Better Life. I'm your host, Timothy Lawson. Living a better life means turning that O into an E. Sometimes it happens. The Better Life, kind of spelled B-E-T-T-E-R at the moment. At the moment, still living a better life, living both, of course. For those of you that have been keeping track at home, I have been anticipating the birth of my daughter. She finally came. Better baby has been born. She's exactly 2 weeks old as I'm recording this, and mother and baby are healthy. We could not be more grateful for just the health of everybody, how wonderful things here at home, everybody at the hospital that helped with the delivery. And it's just been a fantastic experience. And I can't believe I can say that I'm a father. That still hasn't sunk in. I feel like I have a kid that I'm like obligated to care for, but it still hasn't even sunk in that I'm a dad. So crazy. But living a better life means living a dad life now. That's me. I'm working on my dad jokes. Let me try one on you. What is a pirate's favorite letter? But no greater love than the C. Because you all said R, right? Because that's what everybody... Anyways, you know, I'm still working on them. Don't judge me too much for it. But no, seriously, everything is great here. Let me catch you guys up a little bit. Because... Look, the way that I thought the better life was going to come to this like poetic close didn't happen. I'll just admit it right now. When I announced that episode 200 was going to be the last episode in the four, from what I could see was going to be the last episode, I had this it was mapped out beautifully where episode 200 was going to publish within a week of my daughter's due date. And it was just going to, I could just like walk away, hang up the microphone. It was going to be poetic. It was going to suck. I was going to hate it, but whatever, it was time. And then things kind of got in the way. And preparing for a kid got in the way. I had family living in my house. That got in the way. That was a big thing. That was a big part of it. And here we are. Episode 192, 2 weeks after the birth of Better Baby. So things definitely did not go to plan. But let me catch you up real quick. Let's do a little recap, little last time on The Better Life. I'm not exactly sure which episode it was. I think it might have been when I did either with Pizzola or Chris, Las Vegas Chris. I can't remember which episode it was where I was like, hey, I think maybe it was even before that, goodness gracious, where I was like, hey, episode 200, that's it. And I started mapping out the last handful of episodes. I had a little more than 10 left, and I knew episode 200 was going to be like the family episode, right? Mark, Eric, you know, just get everybody on and do sort of a last hurrah. I thought, hey, 199 would be a really great listener episode. Let me get listeners involved. So I probably got like 10 more episodes left. So let me really think about who I want to have on. I'm reaching out to Anthony Curtis. I'm reaching out to all these people that I've wanted to have on. Scheduling is just not quite working. Like either like correspondence is taking a long time, or like calendars aren't lining up. So then so episodes get delayed, like July 31st, and then the next episode's August 14th, and the next episode's August 28th. Then it's September 20th, and then it's October 1st, and then now it's November 9th. I mean, I'm sure there's a handful of people that's already unsubscribed, thinking, hey, this podcast is dead. He's not coming back. He's pulling a Vito and a Vinny on us. He's done. And it felt like that because while I'm scrambling to try to get these episodes, these things scheduled, I'm preparing the house for the kid. I'm working really hard at work to try to make sure that when I leave for a few weeks initially for early parental leave, that things are set up there. And then, like I said, I had in-laws staying here at the house for almost a month, I think, and where they were staying was also the same room as my workstation. And let's just say my father-in-law's sleep schedule is unpredictable, and I couldn't reliably schedule something to record because I wouldn't know if I would actually have access to my workstation because he might be sleeping. So here we are. We're here. The Better Life continues on. Episode 200 still seems like it might be the wrap point. However, my wife is a wonderful person. Anybody who's ever gotten to know me has maybe gotten to know how much I love my wife and how just amazing she is. And she has been adamant that we attempt to maintain a few of the things that make us who we are as we become parents. And I sit right now recording this while she is upstairs tending to the baby. And when I get done recording this monologue episode, that's right. Sorry if anybody's wondering what's going on. This is going to be a monologue only episode. When I'm done doing this, I'm going to record with Eric Rosenthal. And that's going to be a Patreon episode. Patreon pledgers, thank you for sticking around. I'm not going to lie. I'm actually surprised that more of you haven't jumped ship. A few of you have given up, and I understand. A few of you have been like, I think I'm done. And I understand that because it's the uncertainty of the better life. I know is frustrating for people trying to support it, and it's just as frustrating for me trying to continue it. But I'm going to record with Eric. I just finished messaging Mark Duvall, trying to figure out a time where we can record Better Viewing. Look, there's a lot of things that I identify as. There's a lot of things that I find to be close to who I am as a person, things that I really just can't shake. And I've been putting a lot of thought into... What are the things that I'd fight to hold on to? What are the things that I would go out of my way to try to hold on to? What are the things that absolutely just can't, it's hopeless. My motorcycle, that's one of the things that's kind of hopeless. Newsflash, a motorcycle is not exactly a family vehicle. But being a gambler, not out of the realm of possibility. Am I going to Vegas often? No. But I do have a Vegas trip circled on the calendar for 2023. I'll get to that soon. But I do intend on trying to maintain this part of my life however I can. And that's where the name of this episode came from, learning how to be a better dad. It's not just a fun pun, but I am learning how to, just 2 weeks in, and look, I get it. Kids change every month, every week. They're new. They grow. Their personalities comes out. Their demands change. Their development changes. I get it. But I'm taking it 1 week at a time. And, you know, with my own drive and honestly for a bit of my mental health, continuing to embrace this part of who I am, both as a gambler and as a content creator, and with the support that I currently have with my wife and the support elements that we have that want to support us in making sure that my wife can continue being who she is as a person, professionally and personally, and same with me, we're going to keep moving forward. And so dare I say that the silver lining of this poetic departure from the better life not coming to fruition may have actually given episode 201 some life. It's still the favorite. The no is still the favorite on will it get published. But it gave it a little bit more life. It's probably going to... I can almost guarantee you that the better life will become a every other week endeavor. I'm going to give that a shot. It pains me. It pains me. I never even knew this schedule was a thing until I got into this community with You Can Bet on That and others putting publishing on a bi-weekly schedule. But I get it, and it has utility here, and so that's likely what's going to happen. I know people, the last time that Eric and I did this, appreciated it when we were counter You Can Bet on That, so that'll be the goal. My goal will be to publish on non You Can Bet on That weeks. So that way, each week, you either have a better life or a You Can Bet on That episode. And I'm going to continue doing things as I intended to up until episode 198. I will reassess, and I will either finish the podcast with episode 200 like intended, if I think that's what's right, or I'll plow right through it and just keep going until the wheels fall off. The risk I take there, though, is should this not work, it's not going to be a nice ribbon on the I'm not going to put a little bow on the Better Life. Okay, we're done here. It's going to be very Cousin Vito, where it's like, okay, now you've stopped hearing from me. I've stopped publishing episodes. But here we are. Okay. That's news from here at home. Obviously, I have not been to the casino. That has not happened. I have bet on sports quite a bit, actually, while we were in the hospital, while we've been here at home, while I've been in between things. The beauty of mobile sports betting has made it so that way I can continue that hobby. I can continue that part of my life without taking anything away from my family. While my daughter's down, while I'm running errands, right, checking lot, whatever it may be, I can still engage with that part of my hobby and feel fulfilled in it. So, mobile sports betting has been a gift in this way, and sports betting has been the way that I've been living the better life and learning how to be a better dad. I've been to the casino one time, technically. I ran to MGM National Harbor one time to pick up free play. That's it. And I don't know if I've ever been in and out of that casino faster. I ran in, ran straight to the closest video poker machine, shoved my card in, played, ticket in, ticket out, cashed it at the kiosk, done. I couldn't have been in there for more than a few minutes. I've only done that once in the past couple of weeks, and it was when I was out running about a dozen errands, and I was like, well, what's one more? But getting to other casinos, probably not going to happen for a while. However, as I mentioned, I do have a casino trip. Well, I should say I have a Vegas trip circled on the calendar. Now, this, of course, is going to be up to Better Baby and the family, should they allow me. But Bet Bash, the sports betting conference, put on by Spanky. I was at the first one that they threw in Jersey City, New Jersey. I was not at the second one, which was in Las Vegas, but I do intend on going to Bet Bash 3. It's Bet Bash 2003. It is going to take place on August 9th, 10th, and 11th. Almost, 10 months or so from now. August 9th, 10th, and 11th. It's going to be at Circa. It is circled on my calendar. I intend on going. And look, if you're into sports betting or even are just sports betting adjacent, if that is a thing, you're likely going to enjoy this. The more you are into sports betting, the more you would enjoy this type of event. If anything, just for the networking. But of course, there's things you can learn as well. But if you're going to be in Vegas, if you want to have a time to be in Vegas, well, I might also be in Vegas. That's going to be the time. August 9, 10, and 11, Bet Bash 2023. I intend on being there. Family pending, of course, family allowing me to go. But I'm hoping to build up my husband and father points enough to cash in on that trip. Okay, what else do I got here? Baby's born. I've been sports betting. Episode 201 has life. I just launched pre-order for one round of pre-order for the restock, probably the only restock I'm going to do of this shirt, but the one of those idiots who believes in analytics shirt. This comes from a soundbite that of Charles Barkley insulting Daryl Morey about being someone who uses analytics. Gil Alexander uses it as a soundbite in the opening sound opening audio of his show A Numbers Game. We made it into a straightforward t-shirt, and if you go to bettermerch.com find the Idiots Believe in Analytics t-shirt. You'll notice that it is in pre-order status. In the next 4 or 5 days, once I have all the pre-orders in, I'll put in a restock and I'll get these together and push them out. But if anybody's interested in that, that's there. And it might be the only time I restock this shirt. So if you're interested in this shirt, this is the time now. The Do Better hats and visors, of course, like everything else in my life in the past 6 months or 6 months, 6 weeks, was put on the back burner while taking care of things. But I've re-engaged my printer and embroiderer. We are narrowing down the hat to use, for these, the Do Better hats. So, that's the last thing we're figuring out. Once I have, a image or something, once I have something, what it may look like, I will put that up for pre-order. So people have asked, for when that's going to be ready, hopefully before the end of this week. I will have, those ready available for pre-order. Better viewing. I mentioned that Mark and I have engaged on better viewing. When he gets back from Iowa, him and I are going to schedule a time where we can discuss and record the next better viewing episode. So if you've unsubscribed to that show in your podcast or pod catcher of choice, go ahead and resubscribe because we got some more episodes coming. I promise you. This next episode, we're going to do Let It Ride and Even Money. Those are two movies. Let It Ride, you may be able to find on YouTube. You may have to just find another, DVD or something like that. Even Money, you can find on Pluto, Peacock, or Tubi. It's in a few spots there. But Even Money and Let It Ride are the two movies that we're going to do. And then next time, the next episode after that will be a grab bag, talking about certain episodes and scenes from TV shows and movies, etc., where we may have found gambling references. Patreon.com/thebetterlife is where you can help fund Better Baby's college tuition. Because I think she's going. She seems smart. 2 weeks in, she seems smart enough to go to college. So if you would like to help pad that a little bit for us, you can support me on Patreon. I've seen a few of you drop off. I fully understand the uncertainty of the better life. Brings less desire to support the platform. I apologize that I've been sort of quiet, but look, you know, the development of a family, it happens, and here we are. But those of you who have stuck around, I appreciate your confidence and your support. Scott, you know who you are. I owe you your ambassador order. You're the last person who's put forward the cycle of orders, and I need to get one out, but I assure you that's happening. I've hit my boxes of shirts have moved around so many times in the past couple months that I actually just need to go through and do a refresh on inventory and finish a couple orders. But if you put it in an order, Scott, I think you're the last one that I need to catch up on. That'll be coming soon, and appreciate your patience and your understanding. And I think that's it. That's it. Episode 192, learning how to be a better dad. Look, it's, you go back 10 years and you tell the fresh out of the Marine Corps, don't really have a little bit of money to my name, figuring out who I am as a person, figuring out what I'm doing for my education, trying to find what my new career is going to be. This is all 2012. I moved from Sacramento to 10 years ago. I moved from Sacramento to DC, had no idea who I really was as a person anymore. Rode my motorcycle. It's one of the reasons why I'm having a hard time getting rid of the motorcycle. Rode my motorcycle from Sacramento to Washington, DC. And that's how when I moved here, I've been here for about 10 years. You tell that person that that he is eventually going to find a wife and become a dad, and he would place a large bet saying that that's not happening. So fortunately, that wasn't a market available, because I'd be sit here trying to support a family having already lost a large bet on the fact that I created a family. But look, I'm going to wrap this up by saying everybody's kind words and support through this whole thing has been absolutely heartwarming, encouraging, and has really if I can be completely honest, it's what has encouraged me to try to keep the better life going because of just how ingrained I am in this community and how wonderful the listeners are and how close a lot of these creators are. You know, Mark, Vinny, and the rest, Eric, you know, Vito, I got, you know, Adam, I got, you know, messages or kudos or whatever it be from a lot of them. It's nice. This is a good community to be in and why I keep on trying to stay involved in it and why I'm going to continue to. So episode 201, will it happen? No, still the favorite. But the line has moved enough where everybody's raising their eyebrow like, oh, some steam coming in on the yes. So we'll see. Thank you, everybody, for your patience, for your support. And I will be back in a couple weeks with a typical Better Life episode. If you're a Patreon subscriber, you should have within hours of this dropping, you should have an episode of me and Eric for Better Life 2.0. BetterMerch.com is where you can cop Tip Your Dealer shirts, Better Life shirts, coffee dice mugs, whatever it may be. Use promo code YO11 for 11% off of your purchase. On behalf of Better Baby and everybody here at the Better Life headquarters, I am Timothy Lawson. Good night. Good luck.